This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Okay, so we are still here at Durban ICC. Sakuba gona ukuthi sazi sabalalela ukuthi kwenzakalani. Njengamanje I have one of the key speakers, Dr. Vukile D. Mgijima. How are you feeling, sir?
I'm myself, sir, and how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to have you, Namhlanje.
Yeah, good to be in the studio with you.
Can you tell us a little bit about into zokhuluma ngayo namhlanje?
Okay, today I've been informed that I'm going to form part of the panel, a discussion panel, in which we are going to be paving the way for the conference or continuing with the conference or with the summit about inclusive education. But basically, we're going to be dealing with how we could leverage technology to be inclusive in our teaching and learning.
Yes, I like the fact that you brought up inclusivity. Right. We know that there are students who come from backgrounds where they didn't have as much resource as the ones that maybe that did. So how can we bridge the gap for those students?
Hey, that's quite an interesting question, and it's something that one would have to think about before they can answer. But one thing I can say is universities are doing a great job in trying to minimize the gap in terms of socioeconomic backgrounds, students who are from poor backgrounds. For instance, other universities give data bundles to students, even though that is not enough, or other universities would even have laptop programs giving laptops to students so that students can have access. We know in a study that I conducted with Prof. Nobo, we found that some students at MUT had never been closer to a computer until they were at a shopping mall, at a supermarket, when they are paying for items that they had bought. That's the closest they'd ever been to a computer. So touching a computer was like a dream come true for them when they were at MUT. So there are those students with those kind of background that we have to make sure that we even the playing field so that they can learn. Not that basically technology for them is something new. Yes.
So when we look at teaching, right, are we looking at it from the perspective of an expert, for example, a professional, a lecturer, or are we also including the learners themselves? Because we can't deny the fact that we are living in a generation where the students themselves also have, I would say, somewhat advanced knowledge of technology as well. So when we say teaching, are we also looking at the students as well?
Yes, we're looking at the students. Remember, with in a learning environment, there's an exchange of information. Information gets exchanged from the teacher or lecturer to the students, as well as from the students to the teacher. So there's a lot that one can learn from the student themselves. So when it comes to technology, one can claim they are an expert. But the good thing about the teachers is that they have the pedagogy, that is the way of teaching using technology, and they have the content knowledge as well. So with students, they might be familiar with the use of technology, but for pedagogical purposes, the teacher has to come in. And for content interaction purposes, the teacher has to come in. So it's a two-way communication that way.
No, I like that. You've experienced technology being used not only domestically with the institutions that are here, like MUT as well as WITS, but also you've been outside internationally as well. How would you say the use of technology is different from here compared to outside?
It's not that different. But and again, when I was abroad, it was a very long time ago, you know, and technology hadn't advanced as it has now. But at that time, it was still early days of using technology, and I was engaging in an LMS, that is a learning management system, that is learning online for the first time. So for me, it was an eye-opener, and I found it really interesting. And then how different it is, I believe in South Africa, we are too much of consumers of technology. We do not contribute much into the development in terms of the design or new apps, but we receive those apps and then we use. So I would say that's the difference. Maybe we need to change the way we think about using technology in the sense that we stop being consumers or users only, but become developers as well.
No, I like that. Thank you very much, Doc. We're looking forward to your discussion amongst the panel.
Thanks for the time. Ngiyabonga ungenza umsakazi nami.
All right. That was Dr. Vukile Mgijima. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers during the panel discussion. Stay tuned. Kuningo Kuzayo. Mvelo, over to you, brother.
Yes, definitely. There is a lot that is still to come. We're still in the early stages. Agionangi Teaching and Learning Summit that is taking place currently at Durban ICC. And some of our colleagues are on that side and they are delivering everything that is happening. We're also going to be taking some very important keynote speeches by some of the guest keynote speakers also on that side. Right now, let's quickly go to the side. When we come back, there is a little skip. So we are and we're checking out Utrecht.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.